A Treatise on Practices from the Instructional Library of the Red Adobe Heimas in Sinshan. Outermost. Dim, coarse, cold, weak practices bring about a dead body, trunnid. The practices of hunting and of war want patience, alertness, attention to detail, obedience, control, competitive ambition, experience, a dull imagination, a cold intellect. The butchering of animals and killing of plants for food are practices that want patience, alertness, attention to detail, presence of mind, and great carefulness. The danger to the killer is great. If the image of the other's gift is lost, the killer's mind is lost. If the image of pain is lost, the killer is lost. The image of the other's pain is the center of being human. When, by carelessness or willfulness, killing is practiced with cruelty, this is beyond the outside and cannot in any way ever be brought in. Outermost, the practices of hoarding and usury are intractable, insatiable, and to be compared to cancerous tumors. Coming inwards, dim, coarse, cold, strong practices prepare a dead body. The milling and shaping of wood and preparation of all plants, roots, and seeds for food, the cutting up and smoking, drying, preserving, and cooking of meat of animal or bird or fish, the burial of dead animals of the town, the burial and funeral of dead human beings, these are practices of which some knowledge is appropriate and needful to all, so that they are done mindfully in an appropriate manner. Coming inwards, those practices are coarse, bright, and strong, which chiefly exchange one thing for another. The practices of barter and exchange allow power to move in an appropriate manner from place to place. They imitate life strongly. The miller's arts of the uses of the energies of sun, wind, water, electricity, and the combinations of things to make other things are all practices of exchange. They want vigilance and clarity of mind, a bright imagination, modesty, attention to detail and to implication, strength and courage. Coming farther inwards, coming directly in, the practices of impregnation, pregnancy, birth, and rearing and nurture bring in the living. Innermost, warm, strong, fine, bright practices bring about living things and the diversity, complexity, power, and beauty of things. A bright imagination, a clear intellect, warmth, readiness, magnanimity, grace, and ease are wanted in the practices of gardening, farming, sharing food, caring for animals, cure, care, healing, and comforting, the arts of making order and cleanliness where people live and work, all dancing and delightful exercises, the arts of making beautiful and useful things, and all the arts and practices of music, of speaking, of writing, and of reading aloud or silently.